You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. How are you? Hope you're having a wonderful day here. Here to make your day better. As we spend some time in the Word of God, I guarantee you, you'll feel better in 14 minutes and 30 seconds than you did when you tuned us in here at WGOD. Because, my friends, I know the secret and I share it with you. That is, God is always broadcasting. Let's get the Word of God into us today and see how we feel afterwards. Romans chapter 12, verse 9 is where we're at. Let love be without hypocrisy. That's what we're looking at here. It's what we started yesterday and here today. A hypocrite in Greek was a play actor. He was one of those people, an actor, that had a face on a wooden stick, and they would hold it in front of their face and act. They would pretend to be somebody that they're not. And we see hypocrites all around us, just like the old joke, you know, oh, I don't go to church because there's too many hypocrites there. Well, unfortunately, there is a lot of hypocrites there at the church, but you can't let that keep you from eternal life and salvation. You know, you can't let that, you know, like someone says, oh, I found the perfect church. Well, don't join it, because once you join it, they won't be perfect anymore. Let love be without hypocrisy. That is, let it to be genuine. Don't go to someone and say, I love you, and then go to someone else and say, you know, I hate that person. That's a hypocrite. Or to say to someone, you know, I love this church, and then to go to somewhere else and say, you know, I hate that church. That is what a hypocrite is. And funny enough, we see the Lord Jesus Christ condemns hypocrites. When you read at the end of Matthew chapter 24 and chapter 25, where Jesus says to cut them in two and appoint them their portion with the hypocrites. Because you're phony and you're fake. That's what we're looking at here today in my sermon part two of Behave Like a Christian.
A special place for all hypocrites. It's astounding. It's in the prophecy sections of Matthew 24 and 25, where he says he will cut them in two and appoint them their portion with the hypocrites. You can't play your way into the kingdom of God. If you go through life as a phony, saying you're one thing when you're something else, you're not going to make it into this kingdom. We got to be genuine, legitimate Christians. Let love be without hypocrisy. Let it be real, genuine. Love it. Love and mean it. Or spouses who say to their husbands or wives, I love you, and don't mean it. That's a hypocrite. You're saying something you don't mean. Let your love be genuine. Now, this is the second commandment here in chapter 12 regarding how to live right. The first was, don't be like the world, but be transformed. Then he talked about spiritual gifts. And now he says, again, let love be without hypocrisy. You know, I believe love is the single most important virtue for the Christian to walk in. 1 Corinthians 13:1, it says, though I speak with the tongues of men and angels, but I have not love, I become as a sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. Though I have the gift of prophecy, though I understand all mysteries, though I have all knowledge, Though I have all faith so I could move mountains, but I have not love, I am nothing, he says. Though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, though I give my body to be burned, but I have not love, it profits me nothing. Without love, it's nothing. You are nothing. You're a worthless Christian without love. Love defines you as a Christian. Paul closes out the love chapter with this. Talked about this Wednesday night. And now abide. What remains? We see spiritual gifts vanishing. These remain. Faith, hope, love. These three. But the greatest of these is love. The Lord Jesus says, by this all men will know you're my disciples, that you love one another. By this we know we've passed from death unto life, that we love the brethren. 1 John 3:14. Let love be genuine. Let it be true. This is the true sign of the Christian. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. Next up, abhor what is evil. Abhor means to utterly hate with a passion. Hate evil, like abortion, like a country that exalts sin. The government says homosexual marriage is honorable. God says it's abominable. Paul strictly warns you, utterly hate what is evil. You see, you got to hate sin, but love the sinner. Hating what is evil is not an excuse not to love somebody. Hate sin, love the sinner. Again, Paul strictly warns you, utterly hate. Abhor what is evil. The Bible says in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. But man says evolution is a fact. To take away the awesome reality God is the creator of all is totally evil. And it's a slap in God's face. As you call him a liar under your breath. If you believe in evolution, you've slapped God in the face. And you call him a liar. The Bible says in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. You're not here by accident. Almighty God is the creator of all. Utterly hate what is evil. When someone comes to you with another doctrine, you turn away from that. Don't accept it. You utterly hate, abhor all things that are evil. Boy, it's difficult sometimes to get through life, isn't it? We can barely turn the television on at home anymore. So let me ask the question. Knowing what you know now, to what extent will you be obedient to this commandment without sinning, naturally? Let me ask the question again. To what extent will you be obedient to this command? Hate what is evil. In the South now, just to prove this week, schools will be administering what they call, quote, anti-puberty drugs, unquote, without the knowledge of the parents, of course. See, in this country here, America, we've fallen so far away from the faith that they'll let a child choose what sex they want to be when they grow up. So now the government will give you drugs to stop you from changing into a young woman or a young man. Until you got your head straight. And then you can choose which one you want to be. Now the Bible says to abhor what is evil. You can't side with that. But yet, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. It's a tough road we got to walk. But don't side with evil. Regardless of the cost, Catholic Charities, a group that's very dear to my heart, having given up my daughter through them, specializes in adoption. At least they used to specialize in adoption. Until the United States government forced them to allow gay couples to adopt their children. And they drew the line there. And they said, this is a line we can't go beyond. And to the best of my knowledge, Catholic Charities is out of business now. They were the best way out of an abortion. When they paid for everything. Because there's lots of people out here that want to adopt a child. And they'd go to hospitals and talk to pregnant women. Offer to pay all of their expenses. In exchange for letting them place their child up for an adoption. Sure beats murdering them. But now they're not allowed to do that. Catholic Charities walk the walk. They abhor what is evil. They will not aid and abet masters of sin as they destroy themselves. The righteous thing to do is to get out of the business. Sure beats killing them like the Baptist pastor did to the abortion doctor 10 years ago. You guys remember that? Florida Southern Baptist pastor got sick and tired of all the abortions in this country. So he went to an abortion clinic, brought his guns, and took matters into his own hands. And there's one less abortion doctor in this world. Now there's one less pastor as well. As they strapped him up to the chair and gave him lethal injection, and he died as a criminal. You see, now he'd gone too far. He shouldn't have done that. Because God says, vengeance is mine. I will repay. God will repay for all the evils that are going on here in the world. Somehow or another, you've got to find it in you to love people that do this. And yet Bible prophecy warns us, because lawlessness will increase, the love of many will wax cold. Ron told me the other day how we used to support the Boy Scouts until they started allowing gay leaders in the Boy Scouts. And now he doesn't support them anymore. You show your support by withdrawing your support. You don't have to be Moses. You do what you can where you are to show your support and standing up for the word of God and not crossing that line. I'm not going to support you when you do this. So I'm going to take away other things. Again, abhor what is evil. So let me encourage you here. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. You say, well, it's not fair. The world is just, seems like sin is winning. The Bible says this, since it is a righteous thing with God to repay with tribulation those who trouble you and to give you who are troubled rest with us when the Lord Jesus.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.